Columbus's short North District was previously known for urban decay, but is now home to art galleries, small businesses, and creative capital. It was also home to Bollinger Tower, which until recently served as public housing for senior citizens. Community Voices producer Maddie Fix tells us about the sale of the building and how that affected its residents.
In early 2017, Columbus Metropolitan Housing Authority, CMHA, announced that Bollinger Tower had been sold for $14 million to the Schiff Capital Group. The building had not been for sale. Since 2010, the building served a senior citizen Section 8 public housing using a voucher-based system. This spring, because of the building sale, Bollinger Tower's 100 senior residents had to move. 68-year-old Chuck Champlin was one of those residents. He lived in Bollinger Tower for 3 years. I met him where the building stretches up at the corner of Buttles and High Streets in the Short North. Chuck is one of the few who found alternative public senior housing in central Columbus. Many of his friends did not find public housing, moving instead to private housing using Section 8 vouchers.
They're scattered all over the city. Majority of them use vouchers, yes. And the majority of them, at least the ones I've spoke with, there's a lot of unhappiness.
Why are they unhappy? What is it that's making them unhappy?
Well, they felt like they was, in a sense, kind of rushed out and really didn't get to kind of see or understand where they were moving. So some of them moved in places that wasn't essentially ready for people to live in. What they felt as if, you know, they just brushed us off. And yes, in a sense, but no. I'm personally happy where I moved to, but where I live now is, I call them the seniors. They're older and very friendly and very nice.
Columbus Alive journalist Joel Oliphant covered Bollinger Tower in late April. I talked with Joel about what happened. It turns out the housing crisis is not specific to seniors. The waiting list for Section 8 vouchers is currently at 17,000 households and growing.
Columbus Metropolitan Housing Authority has been underfunded for decades. I think there's a direct relationship between that underfunding and the number of people who are on a waiting list for affordable housing in Columbus. And so this is just kind of one of the examples of what happens when you don't have enough affordable housing to go around.
Joel says that the sale gave CMHA some much-needed revenue, but it also meant they had to find homes for 100 senior citizens.
To their credit, I mean, these 100 senior citizens are also not being booted onto the street. They worked with them every step along the way to find housing for them, so I don't want to overstate the kicking out. But they're not being housed in the building that they love and that they call home and in this community of people that a lot of them have been around for many years.
Joel suggested I follow up with an authority on the subject, Bobby Garber. Garber spoke with me as the loaned executive for the Affordable Housing Alliance of Central Ohio. Bobby says that senior citizens, immigrants, and African Americans are most affected by the housing crisis. Senior needs are growing because the senior citizen population is growing. I asked Garber what she thinks the future of public senior housing looks like in Columbus.
You know, one of the models that I think folks are figuring out how to make work is affordable assisted living. And from the Housing Alliance point of view, addressing housing for seniors, both through development of service-enriched housing like affordable assisted living or through vouchers or rent assistance is a priority. That's a priority group.
It's only been a few months since Bollinger Tower closed, and the former residents are still adjusting. With Section 8 vouchers, these seniors are able to move annually if need be.
You can actually move every year with a tenant-based voucher, so you don't have to reapply, or you do have to be approved for that unit.
Chuck Champlin again.
A fair amount of people who lived in the building maybe that lived here for 25-plus years, and they really became rooted in the neighborhood and everything else. Yeah, I just hope eventually things will work out for them and they'll become comfortable where they're at. If not, when their year's lease is up, I hope they're able to take the time and seek out some place that they really think they'll be happy at.
For WISO Community Voices, I'm Maddie Fix.
Maddie Fix is a graduate of WISO's 2017 Community Voices class. To learn more about training opportunities, visit our website, wiso.org.